Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Sarah Holcomb, owner of Sonus Hearing Care Professionals in the Lansing area, with four locations in the area. Good evening, Sarah. How are you?
Good evening. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Came across an article written in a issue of a journal called the Hearing Journal, of all things, and I thought it was kind of interesting. Wanted to talk to you about it. The way that people are going about purchasing hearing aids and so forth, and the impact of insurance and cost has an effect on when and what they're buying with hearing aids.
Yeah, that's correct. It seems that if there's more hearing loss, then they tend to not let cost or let those things be barriers to getting hearing aids. But when it tends to be a more mild or moderate hearing loss, that lowering the cost doesn't seem to get people to purchase hearing aids any sooner or start the treatment sooner.
Did this study kind of surprise you?
Not really. Yes and no.
I mean, okay.
I'd seen some previous research that had suggested the similar kinds of results in that lowering costs really didn't affect things too much. It did surprise me a little bit that with the milder losses that maybe lowering the cost would help a little bit, because that's one of the objections I hear quite often, is that they're so expensive that maybe, you know, and I only have a mild loss, is it really worth it? But they found that even lowering the cost, there's something else that's stopping people from buying hearing aids and not wanting to pursue that treatment, and cost was not really the factor.
And it had to do with insurance too, didn't it? Which of course is directly related to cost, that they would go ahead if insurance covered it, but if it didn't, then they would hold back and delay.
That's exactly right, yeah. Especially if they had full coverage with insurance, that they would go ahead and get the hearing aids. But they found if they only had partial coverage towards the hearing aids, that didn't help a whole lot either. But full coverage helped quite a bit.
Now, you mentioned just a moment ago, and I want to pick up on that there was something else that was stopping them if they had mild hearing loss. And just to expand on that a little bit, does delaying, you know, taking care of hearing loss or treating it by having a hearing aid, is there anything, does that cause problems?
It does cause problems in that there's lots of side effects from having hearing loss that's not treated. They've done lots of studies that show people can be more irritable, they're more fatigued because they're having to strain so hard to listen that at the end of the day they're just more tired from that, which relates to then stress levels, depression. People tend to withdraw from social activities a lot more because of the hearing loss. So that it does play a big factor that if you don't treat it, that there's some side effects to that.
Well, and you and I have had the opportunity to talk once before here in the studio about the quality of life issues that go along with this, and the technology has changed so much. You know, I defy people to see a hearing aid, and it's the negative idea about it that may stop some folks from a much better quality of life.
That's exactly. They still think there's some stigma to having hearing loss and think there's something wrong with me or it means that I'm getting old. And it's really not the case. We see lots of hearing loss in people across the age span, so that's really not an issue. They are so cosmetically appealing nowadays, so it's really not as visible that way. So there's lots of reasons to go ahead with hearing amplification that they can get a really good quality of life. It really makes a big impact on their life.
Well, and the folks, of course, at Sonus Hearing Care Professionals, I know that you're staffed with audiologists, and I'm wondering, you just talked about crossing all the ages with hearing loss. We keep hearing that with music and iPods and putting the little pods in your ears and so forth, that this is causing a problem as well. So we're going to see younger people with hearing loss problems, and I'm sure you already are.
Oh, absolutely. And there's so many other causes of hearing loss, too, outside of noise, but that's the one that we can control. You know, genetics can play a factor, and medications can play a factor, and illnesses, all sorts of things can cause problems. So we see it across the age span, and it impacts people, the whole family. If someone has a hearing loss in the family, it doesn't just impact that person with the loss, although they're the ones that experiencing it, but it's the spouses or the children or the adult children that lose that connection with their family members if they can't communicate effectively with them. So it affects family dynamics and and our whole social well-being.
Well, and I guess the message that we're sending to folks after reading this report is don't delay. I mean, come to a place like yours and talk to audiologists about what, you know, find out what exactly you're dealing with and what some easy solutions are for this to dramatically improve quality of life, as you just said, for yourself and for your family.
Oh, absolutely. The earlier people start with the treatment for any kind of hearing loss, they adapt to them so much easier than if you wait until you're a little bit older. It makes it harder to get used to them, and it's just the earlier you start, the better.
Well, very good. Sarah, I appreciate your perspective on this issue. When I ran across this article, obviously you were the one I wanted to call. So thank you so much for your time this evening.
Well, thank you very much, Cheryl.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Sarah Holcomb, who is owner of Sonus Hearing Care Professionals in the Lansing area. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.